Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. All right, we'll start with the, want to start with a lot of different, what we have to, Bezer Shem, start with the following subtopic, and that is Halanas HaMeis, okay? The din of Halanas HaMeis. There is a halacha that, when someone, God forbid, dies, there is a din that the person has to be buried. There's a mitzvah kfura ba'adama. We learned that in Sanhedrin this year. And that concept, the Pasuk says in the Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Bechia b'ish chet mishpat mavis v'humas v'saliso osol ha'eitz. Lo solin if los ol ha'eitz. Ki kabortik rena b'yomahu, ki kilas alakim talui. So we learn from here, Rashi writes that to have someone that has been hung and kept on the tree is basically a tremendous embarrassment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everyone's built B'Tzelem Lukim, and if you keep a human being hung there, it's a bizayon to even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a terrible thing. So we learn from this din that there basically are three surim, okay? Number one, there's a lav, a halanas ha'meis, lo solin, livnos ol ha'eitz. Number two, there's a mitzvah essay, or you could call it an isser essay, kikap takbor, tikbrena b'yomahu. And then the Ramban points out that there's an added isser, and that added isser is in Eretz Yisrael, of lo tatamis ad mascha. They are not allowed to, what, delay a misa, because that will what, that will be metame. So we have those dinim that emerge here, and it's interesting that Rabban Soloveitchik Tzatzal pointed out that every person is built B'Tzel Elokim, both Jews and non-Jews. However, Klal Yisrael are banim l'makom, and therefore they have a requirement to be buried by domin. Rabban Tzatzal told us a non-Jew could be cremated. Therefore, if you're a Jewish attorney that is asked to deal with a case to have a non-Jewish person cremated, would that be mutter? He thought it would be mutter, because there's a din b'tzelem elokim about everyone, but the din of yidim or banim l'makom, they have to be buried ba'dom, based on the Ramban ala Torah right there, and therefore he thought it was mutter for a Jewish attorney to work with a case, if the client is a non-Jew, to be cremated. He thought that that was permissible, wouldn't be a problem of lifnei iver. But of course a Jew has to be buried in the ground, of course can never be cremated. I don't know, did I tell you I was in the Jewish chapel, and while I was in there, I had to give the funeral director something. There was a lady that called, and she wanted her mother to be cremated. So the funeral director, a very nice fellow, non-Jewish, put me on the phone. I was trying to convince her that she should follow the Jewish tradition. And she said, Rabbi, I know you're right, but okay. And she had a plot there. Her father was buried there. And still, I think one of the Rabbanim told me that they ended up cremating him. Obviously not the Jewish chapel. He said, you got to go somewhere else. We can't do it. At least I tried. Okay, but I wasn't matzlich. Okay. So we have this din, this halacha of halanas ha'meis. You cannot delay a burial. So the Gemara we learned this year in Sanhedrin, Mishnah and Menvavim at Aleph writes, Kol ha'meilin, anyone who's meilin is a mace. Someone who's malinus ames, someone who's below zubil var umrela, call a malinus mes over below tase, helina lekfodal avilo arav tachruchim ena over a love. So you see, there is a halacha, they are not allowed to delay a burial, and there's an isser. It's a Mishnah Sanhedrin Menvavim at Aleph. However, if you do a lekfodal to bring a coffin in shrouds, it's permissible, you're not over anything. It's permissible halacha lamaisa. So the Gemara comments on Menvavim and Beis, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Neochai Binayim Lamalin Esmeso Shover Lotase, Tavalor Ki Takbor Tik Berenu, Mikal Lamalin Esmeso Shover Lotase. So we see Beferes, there is such a halacha, they're not allowed to be what? You're not allowed to be Malin Esmeso. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch here in Simon Shimon and Zion, Asur Lahalin Esmeis Elin Kim Hinlinu Lechvodo, Lahavi Lo Arn Vetachrichin, O Mekonos, O Kedesh Yavo Krovim, O Lo Shmiya Ayaros. It's mutter to lay a levaya if you're doing a lekvodo to bring the coffin or the shrouds or mekonos, you know, people that play those elegies, or that krovim should come, or to be able to, I guess, announce it in the cities that people know about it, and therefore more people will come to the levaya, and therefore it's considered to be permissible. If you look there in the first tas, I was bothered by, it says v'hu adin lahamtin al krovov kein kusav rashal. In Simon Kuk, Shin, and Zion, Sifkot, and Aleph, that the Taz writes, Hu'ud L'ham Tal Krov. I'm thinking to myself, the Mechaber said it already. So I'm so happy, and the Nekudas HaKesef asks it. The Nekudas HaKesef right here, I couldn't believe it. Shin, I thought I had a great kasha. You know what I mean? But the Nekudas HaKesef says it. Shin, and Zion, Hu'ud L'ham Tal Krov, Kein Kasher Shal, L'chinam Kasev B'Shem Marashal. For nothing, he wrote Shem Shahari, Hu'm Avur B'Shulchan Aruch. Even Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, the halach is that you are allowed to delay it if it is lekvodo, and that means halach lamaisa for what? For you know, parents and things of that sort to make sure that it's going to be lekvodo. Now it's interesting in Siv Beis. I want you to know that kol ameisim hanar lohotzim mitoso. If you quickly bury the mace, that's meshubach. But he says, al-aviv imo, it's maguna. Because by aviv imo, there's a mitzvah kibbutz, you should have a lot of espadim for aviv imo. He says, unless it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontem, you got to get going or it's raining. So it's an interesting din that in the next sif, the Mechaber himself points out, for aviv imo, there's going to be much more of a requirement that there's kibbutz, you're going to have espadim. So therefore, halach lamaisa, that is going to be the exception to the rule in that case. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, very interestingly, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that in the Tshuvas Rabbaz, if you're Malin Meso Kol Alayla Raboker, you're over the Lav. But if it's some of the night, you're not over. And there's not even a Nisr. So, Lamaisa, you should try to mizarge yourself to bury the loved one and to bury him as early as time as possible. And the Gesher Chaim writes, only if you do the whole Lila until dawn, you're over a Baal of the Lav. But if you do it before dawn, you're not over. Halach lamaisa. Okay, that's what the Rabbaz, because Yeshua said, Bishim the Rabbaz. And if a person dies, God forbid, toch halayla, you can bury him, kodem dawn. There's a big machlokas achronim whether you have to do that. The Shagasari says you should. And many gedol achronim say, pshat in the Rabbaz, is that only if you're over the Laila shalem, are you over the lav? Halach lamaisa. But it's interesting, because the way the Rabbaz writes it, is he feels that the essay of bearing Tik Breno by Yom Ahu is only by Haruge Beisdin. It's only by Haruge Beisdin. It's only by Haruge Beisdin. It's not by anyone that dies. The Lav is Lamaisa by anyone that dies, not just by Haruge Beisdin. But if a person is executed by Beisdin, they should be buried by Shkia, by Yom Ahu. And he claims Lamaisa, that essay is only by Haruge Beisdin. But the Lav is by any human being that dies, even if they're not executed by Beis Din. That's what the Rabbaz sets up, Halach Lamaisa. So it's interesting. He says, if you don't do that, Lamaisa, if you don't do that by the person that's executed. So that's the way the Rabbaz splits it. But I do have to tell you, if you look in the Ramban al Torah, I think it's against the Rabbaz. And the Ramban al Torah, it basically says, Beferish, that the essay is even by what? Even by a person regular that dies, not just executed by Beis Din. So it seems like there's a machlokes, the Rabbaz and the Ramban, whether the essay of Beyom HaKoreh Tekahu is only by someone executed by Beis Din, like the Rabbaz, or like the Ramban, anyone who dies. Halach lamaisa. And that's what many Gedolei Achronim say. Anyone who dies, you should try to get it in by that day. It's an Isser essay. At least by Tzeis HaKochavim, halach lamaisa. And if you're doing it Shelo L'Kvodo, you'll be over the Isser essay. So Kol's mind, you don't bury the base by the karka. There's a din of halon asmeis. Even if you put the mace in a coffin, it doesn't make a difference. Now by a goy or a nafl or atzamos, there's no lavel or salin. And there's no etziyat ha-kor tik berenu, poshup shat, halach lamaisa. So obviously that you still should what? You still should bury, but the poshup shat is by a nachri, nafl, and atzamos. There's no lavel or salin because there's no etziyat ha-kor tik berenu. We do it. We bury a nafil in Atzamas, Poshup Shat. But that's what Lamaisa comes out from this din, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, as I said from the Rabban al Torah, there is an Isser of Halana Sameis in Eretz Yisrael, Lota Tamisas in Moscow, and that Isser is Mekusha, the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, B'myuchad, halacha lamaisa, and therefore that would apply to a goy too, nefil and atzamas, that since the isser is dependent on kedushas haaretz, that would apply by a goy. May sakum is metame, nefil and atzamas, mashenkin and chutz laaretz, you wouldn't have that problem. So once you add that lav there, so it's going to include all these other things. Rav Moshe writes in Yordea Chelek Gimel Simen Kuflam Etes that if someone dies on a holiday in America, you might have to pay overtime, double, triple. He says you should do it to save being over Yisrael Alonis Lameis. Plus the fact it's a holiday, a lot of people are off and might be marbik is covered by more people coming to the Levaya. Okay? Very good. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
Is it considered covered on Mace to delay the burial to bury the Eretz Yisrael? Or that's not separate?
Yes, that would be considered Lekvoto. That would be considered Lekvoto. Well said. Okay, now what about the following scenario, Halonas Ames in Yushalayim. The Gemara Baba Kama Pei Beizim and Bey says that there are 10 things said about Yushalayim. The last on the list is you're not Malinus Ames. The last thing on the list is you're not Malinus Ames. Okay? The Gemara says it's a Gemara. It's a Mesorah. Whatever that means. Halakha Moshe Mesinai. Rashi says a Mesorah Hibi Adenu. The Gemara says Adenu Malinus says Gemara. Rashi says Mesorah Hibi Adenu and Tam Ladover. I think the Ha'aris on Rashi there on the side points out a Tam in the Zohar, okay? On Daf Pei Beis, you have to look it up there, Lamais. I believe he says that there is a Tam in the Zohar that says Pshat, but the Gemara has this din, Lamais, so we're not Malinin as Ames, okay? That's on Pei Beis and Mitbeis and Boba Kama. Yeah, Imlin is Ames Gemara, okay? So Rashi says, Rashi says what we said. He says that we have a Mesorah. Gemara, he Mesorah, B'dem, Ein Tam L'Dover. So you have to look in the Zohar. He just says, Ein Tam B'Zohar Nusso. I didn't get a chance to look. Parshas Nusso, there's a Gemara, the Zohar gives a Tam. So B'Lineta, we got to look it up. Okay. So the Gesher Achaim writes the following. What's the Chiddush? The Gesher Achaim, before we get to the Gesher Achaim, the Shittim Gubetis asks him, Baba Kama, what's the Chiddush? You're never allowed to Malinus Ames. No. Even Lekvoto, it's usher, says the Shittim Mekubetzis. Normally, outside Yushalayim, Lekvoto's mutter, but in Yushalayim, even Lekvoto, it's usher. And that's what the Gesher Achaim writes. In Yushalayim, the Chiddush is Halonus Ames, even Lekvoto's usher. And that's Isser of Halonus Ames, not just on the Krovim, but anyone who has the ability to bury the person. Okay? And therefore, according to Rashi Baba Kama, we bury him immediately on that day that he passed away. And to this day and age, people are very careful about that. Now, the Gesher Chaim writes it's only in the old city. But we are the nowadays are knowing even the Er Chadasha, even outside the Ratika, they don't wait for anyone. Any parents know, and they bury miyad. So that's the Chiddush L'maisa that we have regarding what this did. So we should try our best to always, you know, the scenario I had to do Levaya a few weeks ago, when we started, remember I said the guy that she's driving from Florida, remember I said that? She was nifter on a Monday, we didn't do the Leviathan Thursday. I mean, we try the best you can, but that's considered the Lichvoyim, okay? That's considered the Lichvoyim. Okay. Yes?
About Halonis HaMeis in Yerushalayim.
Yes.
So would that apply also if the mace is not in Yerushalayim, but then they're going to do the burial in Yerushalayim? Would we still say that it has to be done on the same day?
I think they'll. I mean, if they delay, I mean, it takes time to get the mace there. Once the mace in Shalim, they'll do it immediately. Yeah, they do it immediately.
But it's not that
no waiting.
Kfura
right
is going to be taking place.
No waiting. As soon as it comes to Shalim, they bury it right then. Right then, correct. Might take a day or two to get them there from Chutz Laaretz. Correct. Okay, that's the first subtopic today. Isra Halonas Ames. Okay, let's go down to Kfuras Ames. Okay, let's go to Kfuras Ames. Okay, it says in the Pasuk, we learn in Dvarim, Perichafal, Pasuk HaGimel, Tak Kavor Tikbrena Bayomahu. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we learned this year in the Koil, it says in Memvavim Beis, the Gemara says, what's the mocker? Remez, Mikan Remez, Lekfura Min HaTayr. Right? The Gemara says that you see that there's a din of Kfura Min HaTayr. So the Gemara has a Shaila here as to what the nature of the din is. We had a shiloh about hesped, whether it's what? Whether it's yikar de shichvi, yikar de chai, yikar de shichvi. Gemara has the same shiloh, bailu, the fifth wide line in mem vav and base, kfura mishum bisyono mishum kaparahu. to more in a shadow what the nature of the din of kfura is. Okay? So what does that mean? Is the chiyuv kfura noveya from a bezayon l'mishpacha, that they have a loved one, Rashi and Taisa say there, they have a loved one that wasn't buried, it's a bezayon to the whole family. It's mamash a bezayon. Or no? Do we say that it's a kapara l'nifter? Or do we say that it's a kapara l'nifter? Basically, we could say, in our terminology, is the chiyuv kfura, says the Sefer Yisodei Halacha, same thing as Hasfid, is it covered chayim or covered mason? Covered chayim from the mishpach or covered a mason? Oh, so the Gemara gives the following nafkamina. Let's say the guy says he doesn't want to be buried. So if you hold mishum bizyono, he doesn't have enough power to be moch on the covered mishpach. It's covered chayim, so he's burying. If it's mishum kapara, then what? He says he doesn't want the kapara. So if you look in the Tur, the Tur writes, the halacha, it's nifsak, the chi of kfura is because covered chayim. No one has the ability to be moch on kfura and to be mitzavah that he shouldn't be buried. Plain and simple. And the halacha applies, the Tur says, even if he has no family. The friends in his community are like his family. It's a bizarre to have a yid that's not buried. So I don't care what he says. He doesn't want to be buried. And what happens if he has no money? You do it from stuck. The Bari HaShulchan. The Bari HaShulchan is Masber, Simen Chin Mem Ches. He says, if he has no money, you do it from stuck. You take it from the Kupa. Okay? He has no money, you take it from the Kupa. That's what it says, Beferish. He is not Mechuyiv to spend money out of his own pocket. Halacha l'mais, okay? It says, Omer al takbru min nechasa ein shomelo, elamotzim yorshev kol tzorke kfuraso, baal korcho. You take away from the yorshev kol tzorke kfuraso. That wasn't their money, right? They were yorshev. So memeila, that's not a called Michelle what Michelle ben. You follow me? But l'mais, they take out their own money, they're not mechuyiv to do that, okay? We paskim Michelle av and not Michelle ben. Halacha l'mais. So it's very clear, halacha l'maisa, that even if he has no money, you're going to take it from stock. That's what it says in the Sif Gimel. Fil mei shein lo mamon, should see if I'm going to take it from stock. Guy has no money. Says he doesn't want to be buried. I don't care. Says the body Ashuch would take the money from stock when he has no money. Okay? Al pi halacha. Okay? And that's what it means, al pi din l'maisa. And if the Yorshim are Yorish the money, l'maisa, right, they have to pay the money. Now, it's interesting. You think once a yarish the money, it should be called Michel Ben. It's not called Michel Ben. It's still called Michel Av. So they have to, you can extract the money from them. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? But for them to shell out their own money, that they're not mechuyev to do, because that would be Michel Ben, and we don't pass Michel Ben, we pass Michel Av. Yes. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
When it comes to the children, then, meaning if it is their own money, meaning it's not Yerusha Stam, that, let's say the son is really rich, but the father is really poor, so then we can't force the children to still use their own money. We would rely on tzedakah. So
that's what we're saying here. In other words, basically what he says here in Sifkat and Yud is that if a guy says al tikvenim in a chasav, he doesn't want to spend money. Ein shom alon motzim yorshev. We are motzim from the yorshev kol tzarkik for us about korcha.
But if there's no yerusha,
then you go to tzedakah.
So I thought there was a case brought down in the where the. At the bottom, not the biscuit, Shuba. At the bottom, there was a case where there was a really, really rich son, and the father was completely poor, and yet they still made the son be able to pay.
That's Lamaisa if he has the ability, Lamaisa. That's if he has the ability, okay? You shouldn't go to Tztaka if the son has the ability. That would be Midin Tztaka. So Midin Tztaka, you should go to the son before what you take it from the Kupa, okay? But now Midin Kibud Avein.
At the point that you can be a co-financer to be able to pay.
Yeah, it seems that way for the Tztaka, but that's not Midin Kibud Avein. Okay, because that's Michel Ben. Okay, very good. Excellent. So that's the Psak L'maisa. We paskin, we don't listen to the guy, it's Kavod Chayim, and therefore, even if he has no family, we'll go even to Tztaka. Now, in Simon Shin Samech Beis, let's get to the following. It says in the Mechaber that if you put the mace Ba'aron v'lo cover Bakark, you're over Halonis HaMeis. You've got to bury the guy in that Dhamma. It's not enough to bury it, put him in a coffin. And if you put him in a coffin, bury him in the carcass, you're not over. It's not in the ground. You're solely buried in the ground. In America, it's illegal to do that. A lot of people pull a shtick, though. They pull out a board in the bottom. Okay? And therefore, the body will be, there's like a board in the bottom of the coffin. It's, once in a while, I've seen it. They pull out the what? Pull out a board in the bottom of the coffin. And therefore, it's like the body's mamish on the adoma. Okay? But in America, it's very hard to do. It's really illegal. But Lamais, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, is still Yotze, but Mikomokom Yafel, a Kavra, Bakarka Mamish, Afilu, Bechutz Lortz. There's a notion of Karka Mamish, even Bechutz Lortz. And the Shach and Sifko announces, you make a hole, that's fine. A lot of times we have wooden coffins, that's wood also, that's considered to be as if it's in the ground. But halacha lamai, some people try to put, you know, okay, lamai, you put a hole in there. But lamai, the Gesher HaChaim writes, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, that's why everyone should shovel, we said. It's not just on the Krovim Mishpacha, but on the whole city. And there should be what? There should be a chibur kosher between the mace and the karka. He said either removing the wall from the coffin or put a hole. And it's better to bury a person in a plot that's been bought already. We find that Avram Avinu bought a plot also for himself and for his family. And there is such an inyan to this whole process to be done only through a Jew and not a goy. That's what the Gesher HaChaim writes in Kuf Mem Aleph through Kuf Mem Gimel. You really should have a yid involved the whole way and not a goy involved at all in the whole process. Now the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Dalet, Ein Nosn Shnei Aronos, Ze Al Ze. You can't put two coffins on top of one another. Vim Nosn, Kofin El Yon Shifteh. We force the top one to be removed. And if there is six tfachim of dirt between them, it's mutter. So let's get it. Six tfachim of dirt between the two Aronos is mutter. The Shach and Sifkot and Dalet quotes the Bach, that you should be careful that when you put the graves on top of one another, there should be a sixth tfachim gap between the graves. But if it's impossible to do two sixth tfachim, it's mutter even less than sixth tfachim. Okay? Pischechu and Sifkon Gimel says it's impossible, if it's impossible to guard having a sixth tfachim gap, he says you could do less than that. Halacha l'maaseh, you could do less than that. So Rabbi Kiveger, if you take a look there, if you take a look in Rabbi Kiveir and Siman Shin Samach Beis on Siv Dalet, he points out, Hashem the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, there's a difference between side by side and one on top of one another. On top of one another, Halach Lamaisi says three tfachim are enough. That's what he wants to tiny. When they're side by side, you should have six tfachim. And that's what he says, Halach Lamaisi. So Rabbi Moshe in Yordea Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Lama Dalet says, Lahalachi, that the graves that are found side by side, one on top of one another, need lechachila six tefachim space, but you have it, three is enough. And you shouldn't be mocha on someone who's noheg to do only three. The Gesher HaChaim, though, in Amud Reish Sadi Dalet Osvav says, ze al ze, one on top of one another, you should require six tefachim, and you shouldn't be mekel. So it's a machleges or mosh in the Gesher HaChaim, would three be enough, or would you need six likuva on Zal Gabese? Okay, that's the second subtopic. First was Alana Sames, second Kfur Sames. Third one now, Isser Pinui, Exumin. Simen Shin Samech Gimel. Let's go. Right. Yes.
Question. About pulling out the bottom, how it's difficult to vary shade the karka.
Yes.
So would that be a matan, like Dina Machus Adina, we wouldn't be allowed to.
Dina Machus Adina only has governing rights and Dina Mamas. This is Isurim. This is Isurim.
So what?
If it's going to cause a chilul Hashem, so you don't do it. I've rarely seen it done. Rarely seen it done. Remember, Shefty Shlita once told us from his father, Tzatzal, about in the OU, about there was a time where they were making it, they were making metal coffins. So that was a big shiloh. Because metal is what? Metal's a big problem because it's not in the Adama. What about concrete? Concrete is sand, right? Concrete is made of sand, basically. They would make concrete plots, so is that considered to be... That's karka mam, it's not gedule karka, you know what I mean? Sand is like, so that also was a shiloh, metal's certainly a problem, but they're doing it with concrete ones, maybe that is more. there's more room to be made because it's karka, but it's not gedule karka, you know? So that's an interesting question that comes up. But okay, it's always better to connect with Adoma. Yes, Joseph, go ahead.
So when it comes to bearing one on top of the other, do you mean lav davka if they're in a coffin or not? Do you mean just two bodies, one on top of the other?
Yes, you should have six tfachim, but you have it three.
So it used to be in Poland that there were places, even before the Holocaust and all that, that they would have bigger graves for people that couldn't afford, right? They would put many people in one and one kever.
So you shouldn't do that. We said, we learned you shouldn't do that because of the Gil, the Shamas and I'll be Kabbalah. Always one kever for one person. Okay? Yes, Moshe.
I think we referenced earlier, maybe it was a shach or someone else brought up, about catacombs in Halacha.
Yeah, in the kooks. Kook, we said, Baba Basra and Daf Kuf. Yeah, that's the same concept.
So
Six tefachim.
Right, but when we insert the person in, we have to make sure to cover up the entire area that he's enclosed in, or is it already considered underground?
That's considered part of the ground. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. The Ramosheret's mausoleums, though, are not good. Mausoleums are not in the ground. They build them in a structure, and you put them in the mausoleum. It's not right.
What is
that? It's a mitzvah. Mausoleum is like they build a structure, and it's kind of like being buried in different plots, in different slots. Not plots, slots in the wall, basically. That's not Bad Dumber, but it's not Yaitzik.
It's
not as bad as cremation, but you're not still not Yaitzik for real.
Even though it's
the Poshup Shah, it's not in the ground. It's not in the ground. We'll talk about the offer bling that. Okay, but let's get to the third Sotav Yisr. From Yoni, you had a kasha?
Are we knowing to put holes in the...
Yeah, most,
that,
no.
That
most a wooden coffin is a suffice. Yeah, people, if you put a hole in the bottom, you mean?
I feel like beforehand.
Yeah, I think the minig is not. We do wooden coffin suffices. It's considered to be Bad Dom. Yeah, it's considered to be Bad Dom.
One more question.
Yes.
In regard to Halanos Hameis, since we passed that you're not over Halanos Hameis until way out the whole night, so if it happens that you didn't bury the dead, can you just do something with Vodo during that night, and then you're not going to be over the Isser?
Yeah, we're talking about in case you did it out of laziness. According to the Shagasari, that even if it died in the middle of the night, you should do it by Lila. If it's out of laziness, then you're over the Isser. But if you're doing it with Vodo, even the Shagasari is going
to
say it's
so
okay.
If you're not, originally you didn't intend to do it.
Right, I'm saying, let's say someone passes away 3:00 in the morning, and you're just lazing around. You could have buried him at 4:00, but you didn't. Then you're over the Isser. But if you're doing because you're arranging everything in Lakfoto, then even the Shaggy Sarah says you're not over. That's Lakfoto.
Okay?
All right, very good. Let's continue now. Third subtopic is of Pinui. The Yushalmi says in the end of the second paragraph, I'm like cotton. Ain't the finest anes that's at somas me kever me covered in the You don't change and exhume bones from one kever that's honorable to another one that's honorable. Blow me buzz with a buzzui. Not from an embarrassing kever to another one, lebazu the mechuba. Not from an embarrassing one to an honorable one. Ain tzarach lomer mina mechuba lebazu. Of course, even from an honorable one to an embarrassed one, of course, that's usher. But it doesn't mean the talk shalaw afilu mina mechuba lebazui. Even if your own plot, it's usher. Arev ladam shein ninvich eitzel avosav. It's better you keep the person where he's buried, where his family is. So what's the getter of this din of the iser pinui of the exhuming? Let's get it. So the Korban Eid on that Yushalmi says it's Bilbul is Kashal Amesim. Shemisyarim Yomadin. Whatever that means, Alpikabala, being your Mavabal, the Bilbul of movement of the body is Kashal Amesim. They get afraid of Yomadin. The Gesher Achaim, though, gives two other reasons. He says, Minshum Nivala Mace. It's an embarrassment to the Mace. And number two, he writes, Haradas Adin. Which means mafrin lo b'minchasa. You're disturbing the neshama and the goof when they are what resting. Okay, so the note of Yehuda writes in the Chiddush in Yordea Peites that once all the skin or the flesh has already deteriorated. Right? What's the better word for it in English? Not deteriorate, but has what? Not disintegrated. It's disintegrated. Thank you. So once the flesh has been disintegrated, lagami, you don't have these reasons at all. There's no nivel ames, there's no charadas adin, and the Gesher Chaim paskins ladina like this note of Yehuda. When the Yushalmi says it was usher, was mishum bizayon, and he says not a bizayon lamaisa. When what? When you're just exhuming bones, okay? So that's a chiddush lamaisa, but as mentioned, no lifnos atzamos ein bizay gam bizayon ames. So the three reasons in general. Allah Lamaisa, and the note of beauty is a tremendous chiddush. So Lamaisa wants to say if you're only holding by Atzamas, maybe there's not an Isser. But the Shulchan Aruch here in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, I want you to get it, not exaggerating, gives five heterim. Let's make sure we know all five. Normally it's an Isser du Pinu Emes, but there are five heterim. Number one, to bring the body to Kever Avosa, to your family. Number two, to bury them in Eretz Yisrael. Number three, in a place where the kever is not guarded because of mazikim shonim, damagers. Four, kever animsa, which we'll get to, that was buried without permission of the owner. And number five, if you put it in the kever amanas lifnoso, betoch zman ma. If you put it, when you buried the person you had in mind, then it's only going to be there temporarily. It's only going to be there temporarily. And therefore, you had in mind it's only going to be there temporarily. So you had in mind it's going to be removed. It's good. So though I want you to get the five different heterim that we have. So the Pesachei Teshuva writes in Sifkon Nalev, he wants to add on halacha lamaisa, if it was buried in karka or graves of goyim, also a sixth one, you can exhume it and move it to Kibri Yisrael. So there's an interesting case here that the Pesachei Teshuva quotes, that there was a case that a grave was sold to a certain woman, and by mistake they buried a nafel in her grave. So he writes, it's mutter to remove the nafel because it's nikbra betos. So the Gesher HaChaim writes in Omer Reishai and Zayin and Sif Yud Aleph that if it happened by mistake that someone was buried in a kever that was bought by someone else, you should try to speak to that guy to try to buy it so you don't have to have it moved. But if the guy will not agree, then it's mutter to remove it. So Rabbi Avadia has the following. Let's get it. In Reish Pei Vav, Reish Pei Zayin, he says, a woman that seeks out before her death that she should be buried, she avirus kever b'alul yada. She wants her husband to be buried near her. And the b'nei mishpacha want it, so it'll be easy for them to visit their parents. It's mutter. So Allah must say the husband is buried far, far away, and they want to be near their parents. You're allowed to move the husband to be buried by the mother near them. And also Rav Avadia writes, if a woman bought a kever next to her husband, and by mistake they buried her in another place, it's mutter to move her and bury her by her husband. But you should be careful to do it with kavod rosh, beis apinui. And Reb Moshe in Yordaya, Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Mem Ches writes, a woman that is buried by mistake by a man that's not her husband, Rachmono Litzlan, b'makom she miyuad leishto she'adayin chai, she's still living, it's mutter and your mechuyev to remove that woman that's been buried next to her husband. It's a bizayon to the man that a strange woman's buried next to him. Rachmana litzlan. And so too by a woman conversely. Allah l'maisa. Lefizeh, there's only the heter of pinu emes when it's nikbar betos b'makom acher. Except by a man and a husband and a wife, then you have such a heter al pidin. Minig is if a man's been married twice, meaning he, Allah l'maisa, he was married, and then she died, and then he got remarried, and then she dies, and then he dies, so who are you going to bury him? Who are you going to bury him by? The first wife or the second wife? So the minig is the first wife. If it wasn't a gerushin, it was just if she was his almana. If it was a gerushin, then you don't bury him by the person who was mekarish. That reminds me, Allah l'maisa, there is a collector's item. The Rishash writes in Baba Basra, I want you to get it down, I meant to say it. Rishash writes in Baba Basra, and it's based on the Yamsha Shlomo, that if a husband had intention to divorce his wife, halacha lemaisa, if he had intention to divorce his wife and she dies, could be that maybe he has no chiyuv shiva. Could be he has no chiyuv shiva. Al pi din. And maybe if he's a kain, he shouldn't be metame for. I'm not sure if we paskin like that. I don't think we do. But I want you to know it's Rishash and the Yamshel Shlomo that has such a chiddush. Okay. That's the third subtopic. Let's move to the fourth. Yes, Jeremy. Go ahead. Isra Hanami Mace.
What do you say if someone was... What do you say a kfur b'tavos would be if someone was buried in the wrong place?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can move them. Yes. We're going to get to the cases, Lamaisa, but it's mutter. You're mutter to move in such a case is a mistake. Absolutely. That would be one of those etayrim lemaisa kevra nimsa. We said shalom edas ba'al. That would fall under that head. Correct. I know of a case that someone's father was buried in Har Menuchos, and when they went to visit, they knew that it wasn't the kever. They couldn't find it, so they had moved him without telling him. Yeah, they had moved him without telling him. Yeah, go ahead, Yoni.
What was Rav Moshe's head there? That if there's a man next to
In other words, they buried a woman. A man died. And he has a plot next to him that was supposed to be for his wife, and they buried another woman in that plot. It wasn't his wife, it's a Bezayan Mamish. So obviously you're able to move, and he says, not only are you able to, you're Mechuyev to move the woman. Okay, fine, let's go now to the Isra Hanami Mace. Okay? Let's go to the Isra Hanami Mace. That's the Simon Shin Mem Tes. Fourth subtopic. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, on Chav Tesim Beis, Gemara has a Jereshava, Sham Sham from Egla Rufa. Ksiv Hacha Vatama Sham Miriam, Ksiv Hasam Arfusa Egla Sham Banachal. Mal Halan Asr Bahana, Afkan Nami Asr Bahana. There's an Isra Hana on the mace. Halacha Lamais. There's an Isra Hana on the mace. Just like by the Egla Rufa, when you kill it, Lamais is Asr Bahana, so too by a mace. So the Torah writes in Simon Shin Mem Tes that a mace and its shrouds are Asr Bahana when you're Masmin Latsurkum Vinashvalov. In other words, when you mazmin, you verbally designate the shrouds will be a shroud, and you put them on the mace, they become asur b'hana as well. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba and the Tshuvas as a phenomenal chiddush that mace akum is mutter b'hana. Please get it. I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef says b'shem the Tshuvas Rashba mace akum is asur b'hana. Okay, there's no difference between mace Yisrael and mace akum. That's the shittas of Tshuvas Rashba. And Tyson Baba Kama Yudam Beis argues wholeheartedly and claims that Mace Yisrael is Asr Bahana, Mace Akum is Mutavana. Machloik is Rashba Tyson. Okay? The Machaber Paskin Shin Mem Tesef Aleph. The following. Bein Mace Yisrael, Bein Mace Goy, Asr Bahana, Vachin Tachrichayan, Im Nasra Lem, Im Bizwin, and Sargam Kormachin. The Machaber Paskin is like the Rashba, that a Mace Yisrael, Mace Akum, or Asr Bahana comes along the Shach Ben Akudis HaKesef. And he points out from Tyson Baba Kama, he says, I'm sorry. Mace Akum is Mutter Bahana. And the Shach argues. He says he holds like the Tyson Baba Kama. And if you look in the Pische Tshuva B'Shem, the Evan Ashoyim Sifka now, he says, a Mace Goy is Asa Bahana Midrabana. Therefore, a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, who's not the definition of Chol Hashem Bo Sakana is what? He can't function, probably has to lay in bed, but he's not deathly ill. It's Mutter for him to get a refuah from a bone or an aver of a Mace Goy. Because it's only Asr Bahana, Midr Obama. Chol Hashem Osakana, Legabi Nisr Obama Mutter. But I want you to know, if you look in the Bir Agro and Sifka and Aleph there, he writes Ladina, amazing, that if you look in the Rashba, the Bekir, the Goyim, he says, you look in the Rashba and Baba Kama in the Chidushim, the Rashba himself says that they squeeze Mutter Bahana, like Tysus. So you have a Stira of Rashba, the Rashba in the Chuvis, against the Rashba in the Chidushim. So he says, even the Rashba in the Tshuva is also himself. So the Gaon writes, Halacha Lamaisa, like the Shach, against the Machaber, that a Mace Akum is Taka Mutter Bahana. So it ends up being a Machlekes, the Machaber, against the Gro and the Shach. Okay? Whether a Mace Akum is Mutter Bahana. So Rabbi Avadia writes, in reality, we follow the Gaon and the Shach, that a Mace Goy is Mutter Bahana, and therefore it's Mutter to be healed with an Aver, a limb, from a Mace Goy. For example, let's say a retina or a cornea. Can you put a cornea of a non-Jew into an eyes of a Jew in order to create the possibility that a person should see? Yes. Mutter, no problem. What about a Jewish person to be able to get from a Mace Yisrael a retina or a cornea? Halacha l'maisa. He says, B'shas adchak gadol. Really, if you can't get it from a Mace Goy, if the guy commanded during his lifetime that he wanted to give over the cornea, then it would be mutter for sure. But if he didn't command that, it's not so poshim. Because Mace Yisrael is also about nuts. And this is the right so poshim shot. Shouldn't be mutter, Bavadi says, unless it's the shas achak gadol, if the nifter allowed that before he passed away. Okay, this brings us to the topic. And Daniel, you'd ask me that. I don't think I ever got back to you about this, Lamaisa. But this brings us to the questions of... what's it called? The medical examiner does a what?
Autopsy.
I'm very tired, I'm sorry. Can't even think of an English word. Okay. So what's the story about autopsy? So there are three reasons why it should be an Isra. Number one is Isra Hanav from a mace. Number two, Isra Nivel a mace. Is you mean Mavaza the mace. Number three, there's a Mrs. Kfura, Evara mace. Evara mace. So the note of Yudin Nechsam Sofer, it's quoted in the Pische Chuvin, Simon Shin Samet Gimel, Sif Kotten Hay. If someone has an illness, you're not allowed to what? And someone died from that illness, you're not allowed to do an autopsy in order to try to solve the source of the illness. Despite the fact that other people will be saved with this in the future, unless the chola has the same machla right in front of you. It's a public policy concern, guys, that it might not end up helping. So unless you have the person right in front of you, and that's what we mentioned a few weeks ago, that there are that many gedolim are not advocates of the organ transplants because it might not be done properly. and therefore might not be used for a real reason and end up being Yisrael Hanam Meis, Yisrael Nivam Meis, and the lack of Kfur. So therefore, that's what the note be to Chassam Sofer, unless the person is right in front of you, going to see it happen. Now the Chassam Sofer writes, therefore it's also for a person to sell himself while he's alive to a medical school, that they should do an autopsy after he dies to learn Hilchos Refuah, because that's Nivul Meis. Besides the fact that it's Yisrael Hanam, Chassam Sofer writes Beferish. There's an amazing chiddush of the Binyan Tzion in the Tshuvas, Simen Kufayin and Kufayin Aleph. He says, even if the chol is in front of you, and you could actually maybe save the person, it's also to do the autopsy on the Jewish person that's Nifter Kedei Latzilo, in order to save him. Why? Because there's Gemara Baba Kama Samachim Beis that says, Asul Adam Lahatzil Atzmo B'mamono Shel Chavero. Here it's Begufo Shel Chavero. Bekol Shekin Bizui Chavero. Isn't that an amazing psak? That's a pella to me because it's a machloki Rashi tells us how to interpret that Gemara. Rashi says you're not allowed to do it, so it's like there's a fourth Averi, Gezel. There's three Averis, three cardinal sins, Avodah Zarah, Gidei Raya, Shvichas Damim, there's also Gezel. According to Rashi and Baba Kama, Daf Samach, also Rashi, if you look at the Gemara, according to Meir and Ksubas Daf Yetesimanov, Gezel also. Could be also Gezel if you steal, it's like you're taking Nafsho Shal Adam, so it's Abazrai with the Ritzik. Okay, you could say a Chidnikol. But Tosis says in Baba Kama, Samach Amiz, what's the beer in that cloth? Also, Hatzim Monosho Chavera means, of course it's Mutter, but you don't, the halacha is, you have to pay afterwards. But it's mutter to do. The way he's saying the binyan is like Rashi's pshat. We normally assume like Tosis. You're mutter. You're allowed to save yourself. Let's say, I don't know, someone's running after they kill you. Can you steal someone's car to save you? According to Rashi, you can't. According to Tosis, you can. You just pay him back for the car afterwards. We usually assume like Tosis. But he's assuming like Rashi. Okay. And in the Tshuvas Machne Chayim, Chelik Yordeas, Chelik Beis Sumin Samech, he says, even if the chol is not in front of you, it's mutter to do the autopsy in order to try to solve the source of this illness and to save other people. So lamais in the minig is, of course, we don't do an autopsy ever, and we have to be very strong about that. I have been involved in cases to stop the autopsy. I remember there was once a case I was involved with someone passed away on the train. So there's a din, there's a law that if someone passes away on the train, they have to do an autopsy no matter what. You got to get involved. You got to call people and whoever you know to try to stop it to the best of your ability. Could be if it's a scenario, maybe one slight scenario. If it's mamish pikuach nefesh, let's say there was a murder or something. You don't need to try to find the murder. If you find the bullet or something, right, with the fingerprints or something on it, and the mamish find a murder, then maybe you can envision such a keheter, halacha lamaisa. But as we said, the evar ha'meis should probably be buried. Not probably, should be. Alpi din. Yes, Yosef, what do you say?
Why is that any more of a suffix about whether or not this illness might in the future help other people?
Yeah, because, because that's more of a suffix. This is more of like suffix, because you're right, is docha, but it's, I don't know if it would re-register as a suffix, you know what I'm saying, in such a situation. Because, you know, in this day and age with the science, the tests and everything, you know what I mean, you have to take, is it really considered to be, is going to solve the, you know, but in the case of to try to find the murders, you know, you find the fingerprints, you'll get the guy, you know what I mean? You might solve a murder. That's generally what we assume. Yes, Yoni? Machne Chaim. The Machne Chaim. In your day, Chelik Beis Simin Samach. Even when the chol is not lefanena. But the meaning is we follow the Chazam Sofer, Halacha Lamaisa, and the Noda Behuda. And also the binyan tzion b'pas, unless we said it was a case of a murder, I'll be dead. Okay. Yes. Go ahead, Daniel.
What would be the hadar of that type of a tawelis? It's like represent murder, but let's say there's something else that's also very, very extreme. That by doing an autopsy would.
I think that's like the only case that they say. Yeah, murder. Where you might should be able to find, you know, who the guy is, you know, but otherwise not that way. Okay. All right, now let's get to the following regarding this din of Yisrael Hanam Meis. What about hir of a nifter, say our meis? So the Mishnah says in Erekin and Avzayin Ishin Shenher Herga, a woman that is executed, Nen and Desara. Mishnah says beferish you're allowed to have Hanah from her sar. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how could it be it's Yisrael Hanah? So Gemara gives a teretz. We're talking about Peah Nachris. Gemara gives two terutzim, and she said to give her hair over to her daughter. So according to the first Lashon in Erkin, let's get it, Seir HaMeis is Asar Bana Kemeis Atzmo, only a Sheitel did they matter, which is called Peah Nachris. The second Lashon in the Gemara says, Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, a woman is Misasa Osrasa, Behema Gemardin Osrasa. So Rashi writes there that her hair is not like herself because hair doesn't change. Hair doesn't disintegrate, right? It stays. The hair stays. Ain't it Esui Lishtanos? So according to that second Lashon in the Gemara, Seir Meses Mutar Banah. So really what emerges is there are two Lashonos in Erkin and Davzayin and Av are Seir Meses. Is hair of a mace usser? That's the first day. First lashon in the Gemara. The second lashon is seir mace is taka mutar bano. So it's a big machloikis had a paskin. The Rambam in the Smag, Pesachei Tshuva quotes this here in Simon Shin Mem Tesif Katan Dalet, says that seir mace is mutar bano like the second day in the Gemara. And the Tur quotes, and the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, all the other Rishonim disagree, and they hold that seir mace is usser bano ke mace atzmo. So if you look at the Nekudas Akes in the beginning of Simon Shin Mem Tes, he says the Pashtus is like the Rambam and the Smag, that Seir Mace should be Mutar Bano. It's interesting, you can remember it. The Shach is the one who paskin that what? Mace Akum was what? Remember he said the Mace Akum was Mutar Bano. He pointed out, Lamais Mace Akum was Mutar Bano. He's also paskin that here this is Mace of Yisrael, but Seir Mace is Mutar Bano. But the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Tes base says Beferish, Seir Mace is what is Asar Bano. Says it Befeirish. Seir Meis is Asar Bano. Okay. So it turns out to be a Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Shach. As to which Lashon you're going to hold like, the Shach holds like the Ram and the Smag, that Seir Meis is Mutar Bano, like the second Lashon of Gemara, and the Mechaber holds like the other Rishonim, that in fact it's what, like the first Lashon, that's Asar, Halacha L'mais, and even if she said to give it over to her daughter, it's still going to be Asar. Okay. So the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Shin Samech Tes, Sifkat and Beis, quotes the Tshuva Semech Tzedek, who was asked a Shaila about a belt. A belt that was made, Lamaisa, of flesh, of or Adam, flesh of a person, or mace. Is that mutter to wear? So he paskined that there's no Isser of Tumah LaKohen. A Kohen could wear it, because the Isser of Tumah's Kohen, Be'or Adam, is Midra Banan. And this was needed, let's say, for a refuah, whatever was needed for a refuah. So the Isser Tumah D'Rabbanan B'Makom Refuah was mutter, he said. But there's another Isser, and that is Hanah from the Mace. The Isser Hanah from Mace exists by Or HaMace, and therefore he assered it. So I want you to get that down. L'halacha, there is an Isser D'Raisa to be Menene from Or HaMace, flesh of a Mace. Seir Mace HaMachloikis, but Or HaMace is an Isser D'Raisa K'Mace Atzmon. Now, what about Noi HaMeis? That's also in the Gemara there in Erkin Nav Zayin. The Mechaber discusses here in Siv Beis too, in Shin Mem Tes Siv Beis. So, what comes out from the Gemara and the Psak Halacha is as follows. Noi HaMeis means decorative things, decorative, decorations, rings and that sort. Or let's say a sheitel was on a person when they were nifter. Okay? So, the bottom line is from the Gemara, what emerges is three elements. Any chelik from the goof Adam is asur b'anah min ha-teira, and a tzivui of the person will not help. So that's part of the person in themselves. Second category is any chefetz that is mechuber to an Adam when they die, but it's mechuber b'ofen mamashi, meaning like a sheitel. You know, a sheitel is put out very strongly, right? The wind doesn't blow a sheitel off. So lomaisa, that would be asur b'anah unless the person before she was nifter had said she wanted to give it over to what? Give it over to her daughter before she was nifter. And then the third element is any chefetz on the person that's not mechuber b'ofen mamashi, where it's not mechuber mamish, that's not asur b'hanah min ha-teira at all. So based on those three elements, let's get to the psak. The Mechaber writes, Shin Mem Tesif Beis, that noy ha-meis ha-mechubar megufar asur kamo ha-meis atzmo. That's bestam. But if they said to give it over to their son or daughter, it's mutter. But seir mamish, it doesn't work at Sibui. So there's a machloikis, the Bach in the Ramah, on what the getter din of the chibur is. The Ramah in Sif Beis says only it's kashur leguf hameis. If it's just sitting there or tied a little bit, mehudak sas, that's not considered to be gufa shomeis. And even if it's not mechuber elav, it's mutabano. Even though it's not mechuber elav, it's what? It's mutabano. The Bach, though, quoting the Shach at Sifkon Gimel, says, no, you don't need kshira in order to consider it mechuber leguf, as long as it's kliya. What's kliya? Braided. The hair is braided. So let's say there was a sheitel that was braided into her hair. That's considered to be mechubar, and it doesn't have to be what? Kosher leguf hameis mamis. If it's mehudah ksas, that's the machlokes, the Ramah in the Bach. Ramah says mehudah ksas is not enough, and it would be mutter bana. The Bach says mehudah ksas would be usher. So the Pesach Chum and Sifkot and Dalid says from the Sefer Bechor Shor, from the Ramah it's Yotze, that jewelry that is on the mace, right, you would have thought from the Ramah, Poshup Shah, should be Asr Ba'ana, right? But La Halacha, he says, I want you to get this, La Halacha, he says, he thinks that's only true if it was a sheitel, that it was mamish asui tachshitim that are made l'shamish kechelik b'gufa meis, like a sheitel, like dentures, a shein totavot, shein totavot are dentures. Those are mamish mechubur to the body. Those things are Ramah asers. But he says jewelry, a ring, lamaisa, he would not aser, at least me the araisa. I would say she never takes off her ring, lamaisa. Okay, but it seems like a. According to the Sefer Bechor Shor, that's not mamish asuim l'shamesh kechele miguf ames, like a sheitel or like dentures. Even though she never took off her wedding ring. But it seems like, according to that Sefer Bechor Shor, he would say it's not an issue of the Araisa. However, the Gesher HaChaim writes, he thinks that if it serves the person with their keva, it's kechele migufo. If it's removed once in a while, then it's not kemechuber. So, I don't know, a wedding ring, you should probably make sure when the person's a geisis that it's removed beforehand, because otherwise you get into this machlokes between the Bechor Shor and the Gesher HaChaim, and Lamaisa, you have a situation that sometimes you have things that are placed into a heart, Lamaisa. I don't, usually they're going to leave that in there, Poshup Shah, but if it was removed, are you allowed to put it into someone else? A kitzev leiv. That's what I think you translated as. A kitzev leiv, would that be mutter to put into another person? So Rav Avadia writes, it's not aser b'hana, because it's not a chelik mamish of his goof. Okay, I think that's what it means. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sifkot in Sif Gimel there in Shin Mem Tes just points out, let's say when the person was nifter was something on his body, he was reading a book or a sefer or something, just resting on his body. So what's the story with that? So it says Beferish, Chafatzim Nizrakim Alameis Oni Tanam Alav Amanashi Kavruimo. If they were placed on him in order to bury with him, those are Asar Ba'ano, Midrabbana. The Shach says Regazu Minuchle Betachricha Meis. But even if they're touching the mita Ba'aron Ekvarimo, it's Asar Ba'ano. So even if they're touching the mita, or it's Ba'aron Hanekvarimimo, even if touching the bed, or it's in the Aron, should be buried with him. It's Asar Ba'ano.
Even Tzvarim?
Yeah, I don't know, Lamaisa. That's only if it was put there on intention, though, of burying with him. Usually not put there. Yeah, but they're also not, they weren't put there. If they were thrown there or put on the mace or his bed, not to bury with him, that's Mutter Ba'ano. Why would you bury with him? There are those that, when they do a Levi, they put the Sheamus in there. They put the Sheamus in sometimes. But if it was something that was Sheamus, Lamaisa, but Mustamba, he was holding the same, it wasn't a bury with him, so therefore wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so that's the fourth subcategory. That's Israel Nami Meis. Let's get to number five, and if we have time, six, then we got to get to Chumash. Yeah, go ahead, Yoni, I'm sorry.
So like a hospital bed sheet, if he dies on that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think if we have time, we're going to get to it. It's not considered to be like his begadim, okay? We don't do that. We don't take the sheet. Okay? If a person dies in his begadim, then we'll talk about that. Like, if we have time today. Yes, Yosef.
I thought if the plan wasn't that he was going to be buried with the sheet or the begadim, then...
Yeah, but it was no plan to bury with the sheet, so that's why it's okay.
He's not going to be...
Right, so begadim is the different lamites because they were on him. We're going to talk about it. If he died with begadim, we'll see. Okay? We'll see. Usually the person hopefully shouldn't die with begadim on. Let's say he should die, drowned, you know, something like that. Or he was shot. We'll see about it. He was killed as a chayal. We'll see about that. Yes, Yoni.
We said, according to the Gesher HaChaim, the only reason that the ring would be usher is because that kind of person never takes his ring off.
Right, right.
People take off their clothes. So why would clothes be equal to a ring?
Right, we'll see, because Lamais, it's kind of like serves as the, do you have a tower in that case? We'll see when we get to that, okay? All right. Yeah.
What would be the difference, according to Rabbi Vada, between a pacemaker and a ring? I mean, if someone wears the ring and they never take it off, so we said that that's a problem.
Right.
A pacemaker, Kol Shekein, you never take that off. That's
yeah. In other words, it didn't mahava chelik mamashi begufa nifter.
Right. So why wouldn't you say the same thing?
I guess it was in there. It was in there. It wasn't part of his, you know. Right, wasn't
so rings the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That maybe is a machloikis lemaise. Maybe it's a machloikis. The Geshe Chaim says the issue of but they're a kever or not. Maybe Rav Avadia doesn't work with that. Maybe he's working with whether it's considered part of the goof or not.
Everybody says that a sheitel would be usher, right?
Yeah, sheitel would be usher so if it's considered to be braided.
The pacemaker is definitely more.
Yeah, that's what you. Yeah, maybe it has to do lemaise also with the notion of. Yeah, but it's, I don't know if it's mechuber. I don't know the medical. You know, if it's mechuber to the person. You know what I'm saying? If the maybe he's not working with that assumption, Rav Avadia. But that's what he wants to tell you. That's what he wants to tell you. Okay, let's move on now to the Isra Hanah Mikever. The Isra Hanah from the Kever. Okay, let's get to that. There is a halacha in Simon Shin Samach Dal, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin of Israel, we learned this here. Karka Olam Shel Kever Zeno Nesar. Karka Olam of a Kever is not Nesar, based on the pasuk Yashik Safar Al Kever Bnei Am. Bakishin Kever La Vodazar. Ma Vodazar Lo Nesar Es Ben Mechuber Af Kever Mechuber Ein Nesar. Something's Mechuber La Karka, it can't become a Vodazar. Guy bows down to a mountain, that mountain doesn't become a Shabbanon. So too, a kever that's mechuber does not become usher. Nothing to do with avodah zarah, but it's not usher. So legabe, what about a kever of a binyan? You made a building, lemaisa. You made a building, kever shel binyan. You made a binyan, you know, sometimes they have a whole binyan, they call it an ohel. You know, they build an ohel, a binyan. Is that usher bahana? If you built it, l'shem the mace, and you're nosin besocho the mace, you know, in the ground, but it's like an ohel. He says it should be usher. It's like talish l'besof chibru, which is usher by avodah zarah. If you detach something and then put it back in mechuber to the karka, then that's considered to be talish l'besof mechuber. It's usher by avodah zarah. It should be usher here as well. And the mechaber writes in Simon Shin Samach Tal Tzif Aleph, kevish shel binyan usher ba'ana avar karka olam shel kever ainon usher. If it's mamish on the ground, it's usher. But if it's the structure on top of it, the oihel, that's usher ba'ana. And this brings us to the questions between the Rabbeinu Yishai and the Rosh. Let's say you have ground from the kever, karka the kever, that was detached and put back. Is that dirt us or not? So Rabbeinu Yishai says, yes, it's talish with the sof b'chubra, it's usr. And the Rosh says, no, karka olam shel kever is not usr. That's the maskanas of Gemara there in Sanhedrin. And if you look in the Ramah, in Simon Shin Samachal Tzifaf, he says, you should usr b'hana. He passes like who? Like the Rabbeinu Yishai. And the Piskachuva says, B'shem Rebbe Kivega and Sifka Nalef, if there is dirt from that ground that was moved from a kevra mace, and then it gets mixed up with other dirt, and rove of the other dirt is mutter, so we say this is baltable rove, and it's mutter to step on it. It's not considered to be a problem. This machlaikis about the dirt that's moved and brought back also is a machlaikis Rosh Rabbeinu Yishai on the binyan that's on top of the kevra. Please get it. The matzev on top of the kevra. According to Rabbeinu Yishai, the matzev is usher ba'anah kikever, and it's usher to sit on the matzev. The Rosh says the matzev is not a chelik of the kever, and it's not usher ba'anah. And the Beis Yosef says, you look in the Rashbam, the Chuvah, he holds like the Rosh, that the matzev is not usher ba'anah, and he says many people are moichel on this, and they sit on the matzevs, and that's what the Beis Yosef says. But the Gosh Rashi says, v'shem dor zaruah, not that way. Then the matzev is usher ba'anah like Rabbeinu Yishai. It's made to cover a mace. It's made to cover a mace. It's also by law, and therefore you shouldn't sell a matzeva that's broken. You shouldn't sit on it. The pashtus is in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't touch it. The Chaver doesn't discuss it. The Ramah quotes the 2 days yesh osim yesh matirim, and the Shachata says the matzeva is also by law. So let's get it. So the Chaver doesn't discuss it. The Ramah quotes the 2 days about asra anah and matzeva and kever, and the Shachata says you should be machmir. And the Taz points out it should be usher to walk on kfarim unless you have to, you know, because you're buried. But a lot of you should be makpid not to walk on the kever. And the Piskechua points out the following shtickle. He says, he points out the Isra Hanah from Matzeva. There's 2 reasons. What are the 2 reasons? Bezayin Ameis. And number 2, Isra Hanah. So he says the following. If it's mitam bezayin, There's no difference between sitting and walking. They're both osur. It's a bezayin ames. If it's mitam isra hanoa, you can be mechalik. And you could say that to walk on top of the matzeh, the beitz atzara, you're not getting hanoa. You'd have to walk there anyway, right? That's not hanoa. Adarabba lamaisu. Walking there, you'd have to walk in that space anyway. So you, therefore, if you say it's altanoa, walking would be okay. Sitting on it would still be osur. Okay? So why don't you get that still good in nachamo? Says the Pesach Yeshuva, there are two reasons this is enough for matzeh, the Zion and the Hanoi. If you say it's based on the Zion, there's no difference between walking and sitting, they're both awesome. If you say it's mitam what? If you say it's mitam Hanoi, walking will be mutter because you have to walk there anyway, but sitting would be awesome because that's taka Hanoi. Now, what's the psak lagabi the Isra Hanoi matzeh? The Pesach Yeshuva quotes Mashem the Jews around Baz to be machmir. Lamaisu, we should be machmir by a matzeh, which is an Isra Hanoi. Unless you have special heterim or sveikas to be made by the matzeva. So we shouldn't have enough from the matzeva as well. Okay, now we get to the next din that found in the Mechaber here. Let's get it. Okay? In Simon Shin Samach Dalid, which is Kevra Nimsen. We learned it in the Koil this year. We have the Gemara's Gerson and the Rama had a different Gerson. So let's get the din. Our Gemara, and the way the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is in Simon Shin Samach Dalid, Siv Beis. A Kevra Nimsa is as follows. Kevra Nimsa is who was buried Shalobar Sus, the owner of that field. So there are three dinim. Let's get it. Number one, it's Mutta Lefnoso. It's Mutta to exhume the bones from there. Number two, it's Makomo Tahar. The Chum did not make a tomb of the Rabbanan on it because it was buried Shalobar Sus. And number three, it's Mutta Bahano. The second level is called a Kevri Hayadua. What's a Kevri Hayadua? Kevra Hayadua was having permission from the Baal HaSadah. It's us to remove it. If you removed it, it's Makom Otame. The Chaman made it to the Rabbanan to order the deterrent that people should move. And number three, it's us of Anon. And then the last one is a Kevra HaMazik, which is buried next to the highway. It's Mutta to remove it. It's Makomo is Tahor. And it's us of Anon. That's only if what? If the Kevra came before the highway. If the highway came first, you had no right to bury the person there. Makomo's mutter, Bahanoa, not a problem. Okay? It's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be classified. Ain't on the most of Darashin and Shalom, right? It's not going to be Asa Bahanoa. Can't give the Mukayos his mazbe that on the Gemara. Can't ask somebody to have permission. Okay, so that's the lumbus of the Gemara, and that's the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look, he actually says in the Mechaber, in the end of Sif Beis, about Rambam Geirus, the opposite. Let's get it. Rambam's Geirus was as follows. A kevra nimsu is mutta lefnoso. Now, what's the definition of kevra nimsu? So the Shach and Sifka and Ches says it means that we don't know that there was a kevra there. Shlohanu yodim, yes? Shahaya sham kevra. He has a little bit of a different definition. Okay? Kevra nimsu is we didn't know there was a kevra and then we found a kevra. So it's mutta lefnoso, right? Because we didn't know. So Mistama was buried without permission. Makomo is Tame. It's Makomo is Tame. Okay, it's considered it's Makomo is Tame. What is Makomo Tame mean? The field around it, we assume there are other kfarim. That's how the Ram defines that. Makomo. The other around it. Not the exact space, which was the first Mahalik in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. And then Lamaisa. Again, Pinu, it's mutter to move it. It's Makomo, it's Tome, which means around it, and it's Aser Bahano as well. The second level, according to Rambam, is Kevra Hayadua. What's a Kevra Hayadua? According to Rambam's definition, means it's only that one. It was buried Shalomi Das Bala Sodin. Okay? That's Kevra Hayadua. Okay? What's Kevra Hayadua, according to the Rambam? So the Kevra Yadua, according to the Ram, is usher to remove it. Okay? Right? Shein sham elahu levado, v'nikbar sham shalom v'das ba'al bayis. Right? The way he's being masberit is in the Kevra Yadua, it's usher lefnoso. Okay? So again, Kevra Yadua means that we know it was only ein sham elahu levado, v'nikbar sham shalom v'das ba'al bayis. So in that case, Kevra Yadua, the Mechaber Paskin, Amam's Girsa is, Kevra Yadua is also Lefnoso. It's also Lefnoso. So I don't know how that's going to fit in with what the Shach is being Masberit. Lamaisa. Okay, Kevra Yadua Lamaisa. I don't know why he says Shalom Vidas Okay, I don't know why he's being masber at that, but the Rav Mechaber Pask, the Rambam excuses Kevedu is Asul Lifnoso. Okay, Asul Lifnoso, the way he has it, Pineum and Komo. That's the way he's quoting in the Rambam. Okay, I think other gears. I think the Shach argues with that gears in the Rambam. So 2 days Mechaber Shach in the Rambam. Kevedu is it Asul Lifnoso or Mutul Lifnoso? But nevertheless, Pineu, when you remove it, Allah Lomaisa Mekomo is Tahor. And it's mutter b'hando. So the one that Kuda are arguing Mechaber Shach in the Pshat and the Rambam is by a Kera Yadua, is it Asul Lifnoso or Mutul Lifnoso? According to the Shach, it's Mutul Lifnoso because it was buried Shalom Adas Balabais. According to the Mechaber's Girsa, it was Kera Yadua means Allah Lomaisa that I guess you have to say Kera Yadua means that it was buried Lomaisa with his knowledge, and that's why it's Asul Lifnoso. So it's a machleik, it's a mechaber shach, a pshat in the Rambam, kever yadua. And then lastly, kever amazik, according to the Rambam, it's mutter to remove, and pineu is mekomo tome, v'asar b'ano. If you remove it, the mokom's tome is asar b'ano. Okay, what about a meis mitzvah, pinui of a meis mitzvah? Meis mitzvah is koine mekomo b'chol ofen, and you can't exhume it if it's nimso mechutz l'tchum ha'ir. Elion Cain, it's found on the border between two fields. And then there's a Sidri of Adifus in order to remove it, like we said in the Poskim. But Stama Meis Mitzvah should never be exhumed. What's a Meis Mitzvah? You find Rosh of Arubo, or you find the Shedra, the spine, the column, the Gugolus, and the skull. Okay, let's get to the next in, because then we got to get, okay? In Sif Dalet, which we were talking about before, if you find a Jew that was killed, you bury him like he's found without shrouds. You don't even take off his shoes, the Mechaber says. The Ramah says, and if someone is a woman giving birth and she dies, or someone who fell down off a building and dies, the minhag is we don't do what? We don't do tachrichim. We bury him in their clothes. And above them you put a sheet, kishar mason. The shach and sifkot and yidalf and the taz and sifkot and yigil sibashim and maril, if there's blood coming out of the person that was killed, you don't do a tara, because the tara will cause blood to be removed. You just bury him in his clothes. The Bach says if a person's buried after dies after a certain amount of days and the blood stops, imes la'achar misper yom, and the blood stops, then you do the tara. So if he had died for a certain amount of days and you found him and the blood stopped, then you do a tara. But if he's killed by goyim, you don't touch him at all. You bury him like he is in order to generate revenge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them. So someone who's drowned in the sea or died in cold, but there's no blood coming out, you do a tara. So the shach, the taz and sifkot gimel says the minig lamaisa is to be kover someone bebegadim nimsoim nitboim. If he's drowned and a yoledah shemesh you bury him in their clothes, the shach says no. And the minig is like the shach and sifkot yiraf. The minig is all kihilus. You do a tara on a yoledah and you put tachrichim on her. Then you might put her begadim on top of the tachrichim, and then you put a sheet on top of the tachrichim. Here the Rav had a whole discussion about the symbolism of the Israeli flag. He thought there was a symbolism regarding what? Chayalim that were killed, the Maisa. The din in the Shulchan Aruch, you carry them with the begadim. So it symbolized the Maisa. He wanted to tie into that. He wanted to find, where do you find the Israeli flag in Shulchan Aruch? He wanted to say this din. That if Chayal is killed, he has to be carried with it. He has to be buried with his begadim. So it kind of like symbolizes what, Eretz Yisrael and the Mashiach coming. And therefore, Lamai said that there is some dignity you have to show to the flag of Medina Yisrael. He wanted to tie it. It had such a, what had such a nafgamini. He said if you could find that in this din, in the Shulchan Aruch, he wanted to tie it. Allah Lamai said so. I think that's the din, Allah Lamaisa. I think maybe we do Tachrichin Lamaisa on top of it. But if someone dies regularly, you don't have the shiloh like Yoni said because you don't have clothes on. But in a place where someone's killed like that, it's a serious shiloh, Allah Lamaisa, that the begadim might be a chelik, and that's what the taka buried in. Now in Siv Zion in Shulchan Aruch, it says if you hew out a kever for one's father and you bury him in another place, he shouldn't be buried there forever because of Kavod Aviv. You want to switch it and use the kever that you hewed out for your father, and he was buried in another place, and you want to use that, it's disrespectful. Another guy can be buried there. You want to sell it, that's fine. The Shach Tzifkon Tetvav says, It's also even in the ground. It's not just the hewing the kever, a chotzev kever. But he says even in the even karka olam, kovet aviv is also not just in the kever of a binyan. That's what the Ramban writes. The Taisis and Sanhedrin said no, only a kever of binyan is it also because of kovet aviv. That was the Taisis and Zion and the base. Only kever binyan was it a problem, right? Kever binyan was a problem, not what not about dom. But according to the Ramban, it's also about dom. Okay, now that's the fifth subtop. Last the sixth subtop, and then we got to get to the parsha. And then on Tuesday, Bishim, Tuesday, there's no more of that Ketever Lachas. We're going to have Shir 115, correct? Good. You have a longer Seder, we're going to Shir 115. Some guys, I guess, left for Shavuos already, I guess, huh? We don't have a minion, Lamaisa. Okay? We don't have a minion. Okay. Guys are going away for Shavuos, I guess, already, huh? Is there a Thursday thing now? Is there a Thursday, the fourth year Lachar on Thursday, or no? No, no. Okay. So let's just finish up. What about Halal and Tachanun and Beis Aval? Tachanun you don't do in a Beis Aval at all because you don't want to magnify the Midas Adin. Tachanun's Midas Adin, just like you don't do Tachanun Belayla. There's a Midas Adin in the Beis Aval, so you don't want to magnify it by saying Tachanun, so you don't do Tachanun. What about Tiskabel? It's a big machloikis. Rabbi Kivega writes you don't do Tiskabel on Tisha B'Av because Sosim Tfilos is a Posek and Eichon, that the Tfilos are blocked up, so you don't take Tiskabel. Tiskabel is your Tfilos should be Mekubel. So it says in Eicha, saw some philosophers. Rabbi Kiviger said that's a din only in Tisha B'Av. It's only a din in Tisha B'Av. It's a din in Tisha B'Av, L'maisa. So if it's a din in Tisha B'Av, Halacha L'maisa, you could say it the Beis Aval. That's the prevalent meaning now. They do say Tiskabel in the Beis Aval. What about Halal? So Mishabru and Rosh Hashanah say you shouldn't say Halal at all in Beis Aval. Beis Aval Rokeach. Rokeach gives three reasons why you don't say Halal. Number one is it's because it's a simcha to say Halal. You don't do it in the Beis Aval. Number two is it's loig l'rosh. Says Lo Mesi Mehaluka, and the guy's a mace, right? And number three is that there's a notion that a yachid shouldn't say Hal biyachidus, at least chatzi Hal. So the Mishabrun Rosh Hashulchan say Hal never should be said. There's a difference though between Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah is mikra din, so when you go home, you say the Hal. They say Rosh Chodesh though, you don't even have to say it. That's the Mishabrun Rosh Hashulchan. However, I think the minig is like the son of the Nodi Yehuda, who says as long as you go, have the Yavah go to the other room, they say Hal in the Beis Aval. Because the Iker is that, the Iker reason is the first reason, Simcha, if he's not in the room, it's okay. Plus the fact that Bavadia writes in the Abi Omer, in Yordei Chelik Dalit Simen Lama Gimel, that he says from the Pische Tshuva, very interesting, that if the person, the mace, wasn't Nifter in the house, then you don't have a problem Loig L'Rosh. So then he says that there's a good reason to what, the Ovel goes in the other room and you say it. So that's the Minig Olam, I think. That the Yavol, they say by the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav, the Munkacha Rebbe says by the, when his daughter was Nifter, Rachmana Litzlan, he said that he asked the sons of Rav, who was asking one of the other Gedolim, and the Tzibor said it by him, and he went to a private room, he also said it. That's what they say. So I think that's the minute. It is said, but the Yavol steps out of the room. And I don't think that I'm not. I don't know if the Avol does say it. Lomais. It says that the Rebbe Chaim did say it. Lomais. So we have to check into that. Does the Avol say it himself? I would think he would. Lomais. No, it's part of the Tefillah. Maybe he can't. Though, according to the first reasoning. Yes. Go ahead, Yoni.
Yeah, Bia Omer said that you. It's only the rush when he's in the house or when you're in the
when
house.
When the fellow was Nifter in the
in
house.
That house.
Yeah,
not
in that
there.
House.
Even if he's not there, it's still the rush. Even
no.
If the mace is not there right now, be
right.
In the house,
right.
It's still
if he was
the
not
rush.
Nifter in the house, then the Shom, I guess, is not pronounced there. Even though he lived there, but I guess he wasn't Nifter there. So therefore you don't have to worry about Loig L'Rosh. That's what we normally assume by Tachanun and by Halal. So we did the six subtopics. So on Tuesday I want to do Bli Neder, Shim and Beis about the marriage you were asking about, you know, the Gmorim Ksubis. And then on Wednesday and Thursday I want to try to do Gadol Bayis, Shinai and Hay, which is very important. And we'll see on Monday if we finish it up. Monday we have one, and then Tuesday is the Bechinin. Whoever wants to take it, might see now, or you can do whatever you want. So we'll talk about what. What'd you say?
You can take it later.
Yeah, sure, you can take it later. But anyway, I don't know if I'm if I guess I could be here. We'll see who's going to take it on Tuesday. Okay. All right. Let's close with something from the parsha. You guys mind if you dive in later? You mind if you dive in later? Okay. Let's say something from the parsha. Get ready for Shavuos. Okay. He also has one little thing about if someone intermarries, God forbid, a child, you sit Shiva, even while they're alive. We have to discuss that a little bit too, as well. You know, we're coming towards Shavuos Kabbalas HaTorah, and the Medrash writes that the Torah was given in three modes: water, Esh, and Midbar. Water, fire, and the desert. And the Chashav Sofer has a very beautiful comment where he writes that our mandate to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs has to be in all three of these modes. Esh symbolizes when things are going really well. Rises. It's very easy to do Torah and mitzvahs when things are going well in your life. But if Rachmana Litzlan, things aren't going so well, like water flows downward, you still have to remain as committed. And don't miss Shir and the Sedarim, and your Islavas should try to be the same. And even when you feel like you're alone in a midbar, and you feel like in a gullus and no one's helping you, you still must be feel committed to the Torah and to mitzvahs. Rameir Shapir Zatzal pointed out that this could also reflect Avram Avinu was an Eish, but he was a Yachid. But he did it for the Torah. Klai Yisrael jumped in, Nachshon Ben Yimanov, that was for a few seconds. Lamaisa, the Kriyas Yamsuf. But the Midbar was a long time period, and that was our commitment to the Torah. Avram Avinu, you know, put the root, he rooted into us, he planted into us the ability for us to pass on the Sionos. And we were born out of Mitzrayim, but it became solidified with a long period of time in the Midbar. That's the third Shlomo makes a diuk on the Mishnah last week's parak. It was parak Hamishi. It says Amud Avram Avinu Bekulu. Why does it say Avram Avinu? Because it became Nishrus, planted in Klai Yisrael, the ability to pass tests. We don't look for tests, but if we're given a test, Hashem only gives a test to someone who has the ability to pass it, says the Rabban. We don't look for tests, like Gemara says in the end of our Masechta. Dovan HaMelech says, why is he not in Shmon Esrei? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei David. So Hashem says, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov passed tests. So Dovan HaMelech says, he wants a test. And he gave him a test with Batsheva, and we know what happened. So we don't look for tests. But if we're ever given a test, Bez Hashem, we have the potential to pass it. The truth is, though, it's possible to suggest also another pshat, a third pshat, what Eish, Mayim, and Midbar symbolize. And it might mean, says the Patek Rav, it might mean the following, and that is that Eish is the Cheshik, the desire, Mayim is Anivis, because water flows downward, and Midbar is Mistapik B'muad. We're Mistapik B'muad. And the truth is that the Gemara in B'Metzia by Rabbi Lazar, you know, the famous Gemara in Mentes, Rabbi Lazar Achsonoi, you know, the Tanur Achsonoi, whether it was Metami or not, he had three Nisim to try to prove he was right. What were the three Nisim? The first was from the Kerub. Kerub shows you a very mistopic Memua. Then the water stopped in the Beis Medrash. Mayim. And then number three was what? The walls. Was showing what? Was showing the work and the concept of what? The concept of the coastal Beis Medrash. So you have the Mistapik Mamua, you have the Amas Mayim, and you have the Slavas, the actual, the coastline of this Medrash, the Slavas, that's what Belozer was trying to show. So it also could be the Chobas Alavavas, whereas these things are of necessity. Water, the desert, you know, the ground, and Eish are of necessity. Torah, without the Torah would be, if we didn't accept the Torah, the world would be destroyed. So this is a different Mahalchim on this notion of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. But what I want to bring out is the following. The reason why we have to read B'Midbar before Shavuos is because we have to make ourselves a Midbar. The Baal HaTurim writes. And it's a Gemara in the Nedarim and Daf Nun Hei. If you make yourself a Midbar, then you're Mekabel the Torah. And that means Anovin. That means Anovin. Torah is like water. Water flowed downward. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Mi Sinai. Gemara says, and so to him by Sinai was the smallest mountain. Moshe learned that message from Sinai. Doesn't what you think Sinai stretched out its arm and gave us the Torah? It should say, the rough point of the south. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Bis Sinai, it should say. Not Mi Sinai. No, but he learned the message of Anovin. Hillel was an Anvin. We have to be, all of a person should be Anovin like Hillel. To be Mekabel the Torah. He quotes the Patek Rav, Esayene El Harim, we should be like what? We should be like Hillel. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, did he say Mi Anochi when he was asked to be Mekabel HaTorah, when he was asked to be Golos from Mitzrayim? He said Mi Anochi. But when he said what? When he was asked to be Mekabel HaTorah, he didn't say Mi Anochi, because it was a Metzias. He was the Anav Mikol Dami. He was the appropriate leader. He didn't say Mi Anochi when it came to that point. And the truth is, that's why Bamidbar must be read before Shavuos. You make yourselves a Midbar. You make yourself open to Mekabel HaTorah. That's its essence. And that is why also the Batuk HaRav says we have a census. Because everyone is counted, everyone is important. We cannot have Kabbalah HaTorah unless you have Achdus. Why does Klal Yisrael encamp around the Mishkan after a year? Because unless we had the Mishkan first, it took a year to build a Mishkan. Then if we're all centered around the Mishkan, it's fine to have 12 Drachim and Avodas Hashem. But that's once we have the Mishkan. If we don't have the Mishkan, it might cause division, machlokes. So we wait a whole year until the Mishkan's built, says the Emes Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and then we have the 12 that surround it, or equidistant. Or Mechabit, each one's Drachim. But that's the pshat of Moshe, B'nei Aaron. What does Rashi quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Anyone who raises a child, as Kilo Ilanato. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the sons of Aaron, Torah, Yosef, his sons. So Moshe Rabbeinu had this notion of teaching the Torah, and Aaron was Oiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom, Umakarvin the Torah. You can only have a Kabbalah Torah if there is what? Shalom. A full Shalom. Full Achdus. Ki Yishecha B'Levecha. So that's another reason why Bamidbar is read. Number one is this a Midbar, make yourself a Midbar. Number two is to highlight and magnify this notion of Achdus, to ready ourselves to Mekabel the Torah. And Aaron was represented, Oiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom, Mekabel the Torah, and the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu through the prism of Torah. If you adopt a child, you fulfill the mitzvah kibbutz of purvu. Shlomo Kluger says a mitzvah kiyum. Machlokes taz drisha. Anytime it says kid, is it literal or not? So drisha says it's literal. Taz is not literal. So Shlomo Kluger says a mitzvah kiyum. But Rav Zilberstein Shlita, the great Gaon brings a raya from Seraph Bas Asher. Seraph Bas Asher was raised by Asher. Was his stepdaughter. Why does it say Bas Asher? She's counted as one of the 72. So it seems like it's a raya bru. It's a fulfillment of purvu. Somewhat of a king. So this is why Bamidbar's got to be read before Shavuos. In a stark way. It's got to be read in a stark way that we internalize the lesson of making ourselves a Midbar. And number two, amplifying this notion of Achdus. These two prerequisites as an individual to be humble. And number two, to make ourselves part of the organic unit of Klal Yisrael. Then we're ready to Mekabel HaTorah. Okay, I want to have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Shavuos. And Tuesday, B'Shem 1:15. Maybe we can try to hop two guys. Let me see if I can get two guys. We have eight, right?